Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. It's wonderful to be in church this morning. It's nice to see our faces. Amen. Okay. We have a few things we need to do this morning. We've got work to do this morning. And I want us to prepare our hearts. A few things here and there. It's our word and reward service. Yes, so this morning we'll be rewarding and awarding a few people in church this morning. But before then, we're just going to get into the word of God. Then we will wrap up with our words and the rewards. Amen. Glory to Jesus. So just imagine this morning that I, you know, just get up in church this morning and realize that as soon as we got here, the convenience is messed up. We do not have security people outside, ushers, protocol. Then I just look around and I say, okay, sorry, brother, sister, please, can you stand up? Can you help us be the usher today? Can you help us manage the convenience? Can you help us manage the children? You know, and just come around calling people one after the other. And I say, please just help us do it today. Next week, we'll consider if we're going to have people to assist again. Then the next week again, oh, please, brother, can you do that for us? Please, can you help us manage the children? We don't want distractions from there. Can you, you know, everything will look messed up. True or false? True or false? Now, it's possible that you might even, the fact that I am asking, that requesting that you do that, you might just stand up and say, oh, no problem, Pastor. Let me quickly do that. But you did it just because you were asked. You didn't volunteer. But there are certain people in church who have chosen to serve. It's a choice. They made a choice. And they say, oh, Pastor, you don't need to always do that. I will be the usher. I will be the meter and greeter. I will handle the children. I will handle the convenience. I'll clean it up. I'll ensure that everything is done there. I will handle this. I will handle that. While you are, you know, when you are sleeping in your houses on Saturday night, people are here. I think yesterday up till about 9:30, going to 10 p.m., people were still trying to set up the chairs, trying to fix one or two things. That is the reason why we have to reward and award people, because they have served. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Choir members will come for rehearsals and they will rehearse and rehearse week after week, especially seasons like this where we have multiple events. You know, you have to come around, you have to rehearse, and they have to do vigils like that, instrumentalists, you know, people coming around to clean up the church to ensure that everything is in order. We cannot, the Bible says it is unrighteousness to forget the labor of people's love. He says, God is not unrighteous to forget. God is not unrighteous to forget. In other words, the Bible says that when you forget is a sign of unrighteousness. It is unrighteous. It's not the right thing to do. It is never the right thing to do. You must realize that when people give their attention, their time to service, it is not because they have extra time. It's not because they don't have serious things they want to do with their lives. It's not because they are not busy. In fact, we have a team of very skilled people, you know, from the media department to content creation to graphics designing. You know, we have a team of very creative people to sound. Yes, we have people who have volunteered. And they are not working just as volunteers. I've thought many of them to believe that you're not just a volunteer. A volunteer can leave it at any time. You are a servant. You serve because God says that we are servants. Volunteers can pick up their bag and say, I'm not interested. But if servant knows that, no, it is my duty. I have to do it. It is not something I just do anyhow. I put my life. I put my effort. Why? Because they understand the need to get it done. Just imagine we came to church this morning. I would say, please, we're very sorry. Everybody, can you exit the hall? We need to quickly sweep. Then we start giving everybody broom. Please, can you just handle the broom? Just help us sweep. You don't understand? Just assist us. You know, then please, is there anybody available? Can you stand outside today? You came to church prepared, but we're giving you the assignment to stand outside and all that. But somehow, some people have chosen, I will do it. Some people have chosen that, okay, since I can sit down in first service, then I'll walk in second service. Since we have multiple services, I can sit down in first service, I'll walk in third service. I will sit down to hear the word of God, I will also serve. John chapter 12, verse 26. I'll show us a few things this morning. John chapter 12, verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, my servant will be. I like the last part. Can we read it together in concert? Everyone want to go. If anyone serves me, him, my Father, will honor. If anyone serves me, him, my Father, will honor. Now, this is Jesus Christ speaking to people and saying, follow me. Go with me. It's a journey, but I need you to go with me. If the 12 apostles that Jesus speaks initially did not sacrifice their lives to go with Jesus, we will not have Christianity. We will not have Christianity. They sacrificed their jobs. They sacrificed the opportunity to have a beautiful home with their wives and their children. They sacrificed for us. But today, one of the things we hear people say, oh, my children, oh, my business, oh, my work, oh, my career, I'm so busy. Oh, you think Peter was not busy? Peter was actually at the post, business post, where he was doing very good with, you know, Peter, Andrew, and Sons fishing company. And they were fishing a lot. They were doing very good. And Jesus said, follow me. And they did not have to ask. I said, of course, one day he asked. He said, wait, so Jesus, since I followed you. You see, I'm no longer making money the way I used to make money. I'm no longer handling things the way I used to. What will happen to me? And Jesus told them things. He said, no man ever leaves business, family, other things to follow me. Nobody's saying you should leave your business. You understand what I'm saying now? But those guys were picked as apostles for that particular reason. There are many other people that followed, but they were still doing their businesses, doing their jobs, doing every other thing. Do you understand that now? But these ones were following squarely. And we have people like that that are going to be following squarely. Yes, some of them are bivocational, but over time, some of them might have to leave those vocation and focus on this ministry fully. Because today I'm going to be announcing to us some pastors that we're going to ordain from this year. Yes. So they're going to be serving. After their ordination, they will now serve as pastors. They will get serious with this work because of the expansion goal. At the Oxano conference, I have an exclusive time with sons and daughters, and I will share the vision the next 4 or 5 years, and I'll be able to pour out my heart to tell where we're going to and what we want to achieve as a commission. Are we here together? Yes. And we need hands. We need people who are willing to serve. I love this. If any man serves me, that man, he says, my Father will honor the person. Now, you don't really understand what honor is until somebody accords you some level of honor. You may not know what honor is until you are in a place where you attend maybe a wedding ceremony and you're seated in a very, you know, one small corner somewhere. Then somebody calls you and says, please come. And they put you in front and tell you this is the food for the VVIPs. And this is what you're going to eat now. Then they put a protocol by your side and say, please, if there is anything you need, this person will attend to you and give all the assistance. Then they ask, how did you get here? You say, well, I took an Uber or something. Oh, no. We're going to get a vehicle that will take you back home so that you can be very comfortable. We were not aware you were coming, so we have chosen to honor you. Honor. And the Bible says that whoever serves me, whenever God is speaking, don't think that he's just joking. I told you about the Bible and how the Bible, you know, came about. This is the word of God, the inspired word of God. And when God says a thing in scripture, he actually knows what he's saying. He's not saying it because he feels like. He's saying it because he knows that he's going to do whatever he has said. If any man serves me, he says, that man, my Father will honor him. Did you see what happened to Stephen when Stephen was being stoned to death? while they were stoning Stephen to death, he sat down there. The Bible says that Stephen looked up and he beheld the cloud of glory. His face changed. Then Jesus Christ stood up from his seat of honor. Why? Because a general, he was kept in the welfare department. He was not called one of the apostles. He was not called one of the big names in the church. In fact, they made him, of course, deacon. So they kept him somewhere in the welfare, handle food and things so that people can get food to eat. But the day he was going to die, Jesus stood up in heaven and said, Philip, come home. Stephen, rather, come home. And he held Stephen. Just imagine holding him by the hand and bringing him in. There is honor that God will accord to those who serve. There is honor that God will accord to those who serve him. He says, if any man will serve him. Do you think some of us are very foolish? That you can sacrifice and leave certain things that we do, leave a legal profession that is very promising to follow the path of investing in lives and talking and preaching to people and all that. And you think that God will just look and say, okay, yeah, it's okay. You did it for yourself. I know. If it's for myself, I will. One of the most difficult things to do in this life is pastoring. If it's for myself, I will never. Yeah. Different kinds of people, different kinds of stories. 12 o'clock midnight calls, 3 a.m. calls. You are excited in the morning and your mood changes in the afternoon because different news. Sir, my wife just put to bed. Wow, glory to God. Ah, sir, they said somebody just died. Ah. The next 2 minutes, oh, pastor, you see this just happened right now. Wow. And you just imagine, how am I this up and down? And I cannot see somebody who is mourning and I will not mourn with the person. I can't see somebody rejoicing and not rejoice. So the same energy I channel to mourning, I can find that energy and channel it to rejoicing. It's a strong business. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? My own father too, the day my father died, I still preached in the evening. Father died in the morning, I preached in the evening. And nobody knew until I finished service and I said, today, I just lost my dad. Well, you see, it's a serious matter. What are you giving? What are you doing to follow? What are you doing to follow? The word serve, let me just share a few things with us. The word is diakonia in Hebrew, in the Greek rather. Serve. And it means to be an attendant. To wait upon. To do menial jobs for someone. Technically, to act as a deacon. Now, deacons in the New Testament church were not positional people that they just go and say, be a deacon like in regular churches where they just occupy positions. No. These were people that helped in protocol, helped in traffic warding, helped in cleaning the convenience for people to stay in church. They helped in ensuring that food and preparations would be made. This is the work of deacons and deaconesses. It was not a glorified position where they just sit down and just say, okay. No, they were assistants to cover for the areas where the pastors, that Paul said, let's give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. So they gave themselves to the ministry of the word and prayer, and the deacons were busy doing these other assignments. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Are we here together this morning? So to be a servant, an attendant, a domestic staff, to serve, to wait upon, to minister to another person, to render ministering offices, that is what Jesus is saying. Jesus said, those who minister unto me, those who work for the advancement of the gospel, him they will my Father honor. Whoever does it, my Father will honor them. In other words, they will not go unrewarded. In other words, there is no how in this life that they will finish that service and we'll just tell them goodbye, welcome, everybody come to heaven, all of us enjoy ourselves normal. Never. 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 Everybody's enjoyment in heaven will be, everybody will be excited in heaven, but there will be rewards. When you go to a party where everybody is welcome, certain people will be welcome to the party. Am I making sense now? But some will sit at the back, some will come to the high table. And the things they give at the high table, maybe they give those ones juice with sugar. These ones are going to have smoothie. You get? It's going to be different because they have to be served differently because of the class. Somebody say, are you saying in heaven there will be class? Sincerely, I can tell you the truth. Every man will be rewarded according to how their works will be. That's what the Bible says. So today we're going to be honoring a few people in church who have served diligently in the workforce. So many of us have served God as believers. We come to church, we attend services. But these ones have gone the extra mile to give their time and their energy. They have gone the extra mile to give their time. And some people give their time, their energy, their resources. And I must say that we have an amazing workforce here in PTCC. Amazing workforce. Yes, amazing workforce. excited, passionate. When we came to this area newly, people were asking around here, why are those people always jogging and getting excited in the church? They're always running in church. I said, do you have timetable? I didn't answer because I didn't know what to answer. While some other people can stroll, those people know that we cannot stroll. We are soldiers. If he calls, we'll answer a billion times. We'll answer again. If there are people that I can call in the night and say by 12 a.m. we're going to the Ustisho. There are people like that here. Imagine no volunteer to help cleaning the convenience, handle the camera, edit videos, graphic designing, handling children, ushering, singing, and many other things. We will just have nothing working. But people have chosen to serve. They've given themselves. And Jesus said, if any man serves me, him will my Father honor. I want you to hold it. I found that scripture and I read it again. And I look at it again. What would it look like if the Father is honoring somebody? Did you see what happened to Mordecai in the Bible? The king decided to honor someone. And see what happened to him. They had to give him the king's robe. They had to give him the king's horse. They had to ensure that the assistant, as it were, to the king, Haman had to stand in front of the horse, holding it for Mordecai and shouting, this is the man that the king delights in. The man that the king has chosen to honor. This is the man that the king delights in. The man that the king has chosen to honor. He was shouting it like around the whole street, everywhere, carrying the guy on a horse. And the guy was just waving to people and saying, well done. Is that not Haman, Mordecai, the gate man? He said, bro, he's no longer the gate man. He's now the man that gives people access to enter the city, see the king himself. Then he had to stay at the gate, but now he has moved from that place. He's now like a personal assistant to the king. The king brought him. That is honor. Whoever serves me, him will my Father do what? Honor. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, very strong and instructive. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Please listen to me. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God will reward. Don't let anybody lie to you. God will reward. There will be reward. Listen, organizations, this is end of the year. Many people already held their parties in the organizations, end of the year, celebration and everything. And they will reward staff. The best staff of the year, the most effective, the most this, the most that. They'll be rewarding people. All these people are learning from the things that God himself will do. Because God will do it. God will reward. So every time we talk about awards and rewards, one of the things I try to remind our people in that service is to remind them that in heaven, there will be rewards. When we get to heaven, we will get there one day. We will get there one day and we will see the glorious streets and light. All the things you are pursuing on the face of the planet Earth will fade. Nothing will matter again. Nothing will count again. And God, it is called the judgment seat of Christ. And that day, you will see people will be rewarded. Believers will be rewarded according to their works. We were saved by grace. Salvation is free. You didn't have to work. But see, the rewards in heaven, they will be based on your work. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. The grace that was bestowed upon my life was not in vain. What happened, Paul? He said, I labored more than all of them. He said, yet not I, but the grace that was given unto me gave me strength to labor. Then one day he was speaking, he said, God will give him the crown of righteousness with the God, the righteous just as reserved for those who love him. There will be crowns, there will be stars. And there are about 5 to 6 crowns. When you study the word of God, you see about 5 to 6 different crowns that people are going to receive in the Bible. You see the crown of rejoicing. You see the crown of life. You see the crown of soul winning. There are a lot of crowns in heaven that people are going to be receiving. Then stars. The Bible says, they that turn others to righteousness, they shall shine like the brightness of the star forever. Forever they will shine like the brightness of the star. So I want to remind you, by adventure somebody saying, let me just sneak into heaven. We're not sneaking into heaven. We will be gallant in heaven. How can I just sneak into heaven? You sneak into heaven? Is that what we're talking about here? Sneak into a wedding and you see they'll put you at the back. But when you are a guest, honored, you know what happens. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? The clarion call this morning is that you open up yourself to answering the call for service in this kingdom. Some have answered the call to be apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. Some answered the call to stand in the place of saints and be trained for the work of ministry. So you have to be trained for the work of ministry. And God wants all the saints in the church. In fact, the desire of God is to see that part time, 100% of the people who call themselves members of church have one capacity or the other that they are serving in. That's the desire of God. As a desire of God. Serve in his space. Give yourself up for service. There is a reward. It affects your marriage. It affects your children. It affects generations after. I've shown you the picture of Abraham, Max Jukes and Jonathan Edwards. I showed you their family line. How that one man stands and starts serving God. Then you tutor the next generation and your children grow up and they wonder, Daddy, why do you go to church so early in the morning? Why is it that mommy, I see mommy doing this. I see, what are you people exactly doing? I say, we are serving God. This is what you will also do. And God says that one generation will commend your works to another generation, to another generation. So we will pass these things that we have done. My father served. Yes. He told me the story of how they served. And I saw it with my eyes. My mom and my dad, they go to church in the morning. My dad is going to be preaching in the church. My mom is teaching the Sunday school. They have three children at that time. You hold one here, you hold the other one. They carry the other one on the back. And they will tell us the story of how they'll be rushing to church to meet up with services. I was born on a service day. They left the church to go give birth to me. I was born on a service day. It didn't stop her from coming to service. They had to move her from there to... See, I'm done, tired. She still came. They still moved her from there. They called at the end of service that, your wife has put to bed. Okay, let's go and see her. Served. And the baton has been passed to another generation. And now we have the baton. We cannot even do less. Because glory of the latter should be greater than the former. We can't afford to do less. The things that he did not do, I should do better. I should do better. Why? Because God wants me. I have the template and I've seen it already. I cannot afford to do anything less. I want to charge every one of us here under the sound of my voice. Don't be part of those who just go to church and they just want the pastor to prophesy. I receive. No, that's not enough. That is not what the call to Christianity is. That is not what the call to... Some of the things you are claiming that you are receiving, you have been given in Christ Jesus already. You have thus not realized the service will activate it. Some of the things you are praying and fasting and dying for, service activities. There's a dimension of service with loyalty and commitment of heart, diligence, not complaining, murmuring, and bitter heart. Blessings will just follow your life. Why some people never get reward for service is because they complain while doing it. They are murmuring. They are not cheerful. They are not excited. And that's why even those who serve in the church, I always remind them, I say, do it with excitement, do it with joy, don't complain. Don't complain. Get excited about your work. Ensure that you're doing with the whole of your heart. As unto the Lord and not unto any man. Some of us are not even considering that and asking yourself, what will I pass to my own next generation? What legacy will I leave for my children? What will I tell them? What legacy did they leave for you? And some of us seated here, they left a legacy for you, but you have left it. You better wake up and go and take the baton. You better wake up and say, no, these people trained me well. They taught me well. Some of us probably didn't get that kind of training. But that's why you're in church this morning. What your biological parents did not teach you, your spiritual parents can teach it to you. And you hold it on with all your life and you pursue it. Pursue it tirelessly. And some of you, your biological parents already showed you and you've been running. In fact, some people are in church this morning because if they don't leave home, they will talk. So say, yeah. I don't want to lock the door. You know this kind of houses? Where say, no, everybody must stand up and go. Everybody, yeah. I'm about to lock this. So your mommy will lock the door and carry the key and move. And say, it's 12 o'clock. I will come back. So you just carry back. And say, where that potter's church? Make her go there. Today, I've broken your table. Rearrange yourself. There is work to do. Tell anybody there is work to do. Souls are dying. What we're doing is that we're preparing place for people to come to hear about Jesus and get to know God and get to serve him in spirit and in truth. And guess what? Do you know how many families see that somebody was cleaning the toilet, standing as an usher? They are not just serving in church. They are arranging families. They are restructuring destiny. They are helping more children. Why? If they don't do what they are doing, we will not have the space and the time to do all these things. And the fact that they are doing it, we are not the ones doing it. We are all doing it. it together. Every marriage that is working in this church, they are the ones making it work. Every child that is learning something in children's church and getting back home and will be built and be established and become solid tomorrow, they are the ones that made it happen. Every person who comes to church and sees Jesus face to face that would have died and gone to hell, these people made it happen because they gave themselves and those people came. If they did not give themselves, those people would not come. And that they didn't come, we have lost. So it's easy sometimes for people to see the pastor, the man of God. But always remember that every time you see a man of God, there are plenty men, women of God, backing the whole thing up. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Are you sure you're learning something this morning? Are you being blessed this morning? Yes. So the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 8 to 10, for by grace you have been saved through faith, not by works of yourself, lest you should boast. Then he says, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Why? He said to do good works that God has already ordained that we should work in them. To do good works that God has ordained that we should work in them. God will give rewards in heaven at the Bema seat or at the judgment seat of Christ based on our faithfulness. Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Can you put it on the screen now? Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Is it there? Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Yet I certainly do not mean... Corinthians, is that where we're? Sorry, 2 Corinthians, not first. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that each one may receive. Look at it. Can you say it together? Can you say everybody wants to go? Each one. No, look at your number. Say each one. See, there are some things you cannot escape. We must all. We must what? How many? The pastor alone. Pastor and the worker, leaders in church, the workers, we must what? All appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And what will happen? That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Each one. And this is the judgment seat of Christ. That's the believer's judgment. It's not for unbelievers here now. Each one will receive according to what they have done. The reward will show the reality of our sonship. Galatians chapter 4 verse 7. The reality of our sonship will be revealed when we receive the word. Galatians chapter 4 verse 7. Can you put it on the screen now? Therefore, you are no longer a slave but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. Through who? Christ. Am I communicating, church? Is it making any sense to anyone this morning? Yes. So there are people who will serve. Listen now. Let me even say this. Have you realized that certain people serve influential people? The cleaner of the president is different from the cleaner of the vice president. Different from the cleaner of the civil servant. Different from the cleaner. A civil servant has a cleaner, but the cleaner of the civil servant and the cleaner of the president. It is possible that the cleaner of the president, listen now, it is possible that the cleaner of the president, a cleaner for the president, can even have more privilege and access than a civil servant. The civil servant himself does not have the privilege and the access to what the cleaner of the president has, true or false. In other words, this person is serving, listen now, he's serving as a cleaner, but cleaners are in levels. The guy who cuts the hair of the president, if he was cutting the hair normally before, the day the man became president, he would just be promoted. If they have to carry him to Aso Rock, come and live around here, because this man cuts his hair every three days. They don't see any dots. He will be there. And guess what? His level has shifted. Am I making sense here now? The man who makes clothes for the president and the guy who makes clothes for every other person on the street. Now, they are both making clothes, is that not? But this one is serving social person in that influential position. Now, you must understand that that person that is at that level, they treasure and honor that position a lot. This other person, where he is, may value his own position, but does not have the access, cannot stand where this other person is standing part time. True or false? Now listen, the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, the president of all the presidents, the ruler of all the monarchs of the universe, now calls you and he says, if any man serves me. Hey! What a privilege. What a privilege. Now, no wonder David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. David said, if it's house of God, if I'm a doorkeeper, I'm okay. That's what David said. Say, no, I'm very okay. If it's the house of God, put me there. So look at how the Almighty God is calling you to service. Dust, ordinary dust. Ordinary dust. Then the creator of the heavens and the earth, the immortal God, is calling you and is saying, follow me. He's calling you saying, I need you. He's calling you and saying, I want you to work with me. I want you to partner with me for the advancement of my kingdom. Child of God is a privilege and honor. And you should not joke with it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Am I communicating? It is an act of, you know, infinite condescending. As in, God condescending so low, bringing himself so low. He would have chosen angels to just do the work alone. No. But he decided that he will choose the sons of men. God would have created some special beings and just put them in place and say, do my work. But no, he chose men. He chose men. Who are man that you are so mindful? Who is man, rather, that you are so mindful of him? The son of man that you visit him. You made him a little lower than Elohim and crowned him with glory and honor. You set him over the works of your hands. In other words, you put him to serve in the place that you have created everything. You put man to serve. Child of God is a privilege. Every time you have an opportunity and a call to serve in the house of God, do it with all your life. All your life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? And how do you do this service? Number one, you do it according to the will of God, not the way you like. You do it according to the will of God, not the way you like. This service must be regulated by the master's will. Hence, Christ says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Let him believe my gospel. Let him cherish my doctrines. Let him follow me with all their heart. Give their time and everything that they can to serve me. Number two, listen now. We must serve Christ with our talents. Some of us possess talents, gifts, abilities, different things that God has invested inside of you. You have to use those things to serve God. You have to use them to serve God. Some of us have very superior natural abilities, clear understanding, sound judgment, quick discernment, you know. Some of us have retentive, you know, memories. Some of us have designing abilities. Some of us have tech abilities. Some of us have, you know, data analytic abilities. Some of us have a lot of skills that you have learned, the natural abilities attached to it, one thing or the other. And you see certain areas in the church that those things are lacking. You need to fill in that space and start serving. So, you know, this church, I don't want to serve. I don't like make anybody insult me. Where would they insult you? When they insulted you in your office, did you leave? Your boss is somebody that is two times your younger sister. And you call you, James, excuse James, please, what's wrong now? James, why are you being like this? In the office, you call yourselves names. Then when somebody comes to church, they call the person's name and say, what kind of insult is this? Well, I'm not saying anybody should disrespect people, but what I'm trying to say is that you must understand that church is family. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here now? Some people leave the church, they just get, angry at things that don't really matter, things that don't count. Child of God, listen to me. We cannot live like that. The last time they scolded you in the office, you were begging. The last time they threatened you in the office, you're going to lose your... You said, please, don't do this to me, my family, my children. But the last time they said, church, that if you come late next time, say, eh? Yeah, I'm busy. I have many things to do. I really don't understand. How do you treat God? Like a G-O-D or like a D-O-G? How do you treat his work? Many people just stroll in. Look at 8 o'clock in the morning. In Lagos, 5 a.m. See how people are going to work. All of us that work in one place or the other, you work outside this area, you work maybe on the island, or you work somewhere close to Yaba and those areas. Can you just wave your hand? Let me see. Do you go from this area? Some of us, does anybody that goes from this area? You have to go from this area. If you have to get to the office by 8 a.m., what time do you have to leave? 5 a.m. If it's island, you are going to 4:30. Those days, my elder sister will have wake us up. We share it, it's rotation. Because she's the one that, the only person that got job in the bank. And her money is important to the family. So we share it, rotation. Now you go follow and go bus stop today. So they wake you up. Oh yeah, it's your turn. So we follow, see her off to the bus stop. And you'll be tired, you'll be angry. But you don't have option. It's the money. The money is important. Then the next day, they wake the next person. please see your sister off to the bus stop. We see her to the bus stop like that. 5 a.m. Oceanic Bank, Ozubam Badiway. That's where she works then. She will have to be going very early in the morning and we'll be waking up. And we will do it because we don't have option. We don't have option. Child of God, let's think about these things. Children of God, please, let's think about these things. 2024 is coming. You need to reset your level of service, your level of commitment. Some people, they are even forcing them. You see some people, the way they stroll to church. Even the meeters and greeters will greet them. They will not smile. Brothers and sisters, the problem of this life is not that hard. Smile. We kept them there so that they can make you smile. Some people will say, wait, celebrate what is good. Can you celebrate our meeters and greeters? Yes. When somebody says hi to you, you say hi. Somebody gives a compliment. Wow, you like your shoes. You say, ah, which shoe is that? Shoe with old. Only you see the old shoe. We don't see the old shoe. We see everything good in your body, on you. Everything on you, we see it as what? Good. So, and when people give you compliments, have enough self-esteem to accept compliments. One of the things that shows that people have low self-esteem when they are unable to accept compliments. So, wow, your hair is looking so nice. This hair, I just made it too. I just kept it there to cover my brain. May God have mercy on us. Glory to God. So others will serve God with their property. I need a space. We have more missional communities rising. And you say, oh, there's a space. My sitting room can take 12 people, 15 people. Can we just try and set up the missional community there? 2024 is here. You need to volunteer. You need to give space. Some people are serving God with extra time. Some people say, oh, I have extra time. I can volunteer to do this and this now, pending when. Do you know some people were volunteering? They didn't have a job at the point and they were volunteering to do certain services in church. And because of that, God honored them and gave them their dream job. They volunteered. God is not unjust to forget your labor of love. God is not unjust to forget your service. God is not unjust to forget your commitment. God is not unjust to forget your diligence. Serve with your gifts, serve with your possessions, serve with your time. Some of us is our influence that you use to serve God. You are influencers, different space on the internet. You have high rising talents. You have learned one thing or the other. And you're saying, Pastor, can we organize this skill, whatever? I think I'm beginning to make some money in this area. I don't know if some people in church would like to volunteer. They want to learn content creation. They want to learn sales and marketing online. I can assist to help them. Because we zero tolerance to unemployment and poverty. 2024. Nobody is permitted to be poor. Nobody is permitted to be unemployed. Everybody has to be doing something. And somebody says, I've been making some money. Every month I make good sums. And I think I can train a few people to do that. Then we organize it. Then you gladly train them. And after a period of 6 months to 1 year, one and a half year, 2 years, they are beginning to do well. And you're excited to see that this is what you did for the kingdom of God. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Serve with a heart of love. Finally, let me wrap up this service by saying this. God honors people in this world when they serve Him. He honors them with divine health, long life, blessings, fruitfulness. Honors them with divine favor. With favor, you will encompass the righteous like a shield. God honors people. God does it. There's a lot of blessings. There are a lot of blessings that come with service. God will bring honor into your life. John 12, where we read, it says, Him will my Father honor. And if there are no other things that God will give, nothing else, just that He will honor me, I'm fine. I'm fine to be honored by God. Finally, as I wrap up this service, I want to ask us questions. Who are you serving? Are you serving God or serving yourself? Some of us started very well, but somebody insulted you while you were serving and you got discouraged. And some of us have never made any decision to serve. You've just told yourself, forget it, I'm not ready, I'm not interested. I want you to have a rethink. If Jesus appeared here today in person, He appears here today in person and He says, Joseph, I want you to follow me. Would you follow Him? Physically. Would you? Physically, like Jesus. You know that Jesus you read about in the Bible? You know that one? You know Jesus I'm talking about? Not the one of Oyinbo. You know Jesus I'm talking about? Jesus of Nazareth. He appears here now. Maybe just comes into our congregation and He steps in and He says, wow, follow me. I need you to serve me. Would you leave everything to follow him? Would you be willing to go with him? Am I making sense? Are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, if you'll be willing to go with him, Jesus says that the church is his body. He is the head. When you're called to serve in church, it's still that same Jesus that is physically present here calling you and saying, follow me. Would you be willing? Are you ready? We need more hands in 2024. A lot of work will be happening. Expansion of the kingdom of God. Reaching out to souls, setting systems and structures, putting people in place. We need high profile professionals in different areas that can say, oh, I do this for my organization. Look at what you are doing for the organization you serve. Look at the commitment you give. It's 8 a.m., 5 p.m. You will now be in traffic from 6 to 8:30 or 9. You will wake up again by 4:30 or 5 and you are rushing back to that place. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, for some, Saturdays. On Sunday morning, you wash your clothes. Can't you just wake up early? And since you don't have to come to church, leave the house by 6 o'clock and do that worship. Or when the service is over, first service or second service, you go back and do that. Instead of staying away from church completely. Doesn't make sense. May God help us in the name of Jesus. I want to charge you that God is calling on every one of us to serve him. You know why? The trumpet of God will sound. And when the trumpet of God sounds, all of us who are born again, those who are serving Jesus, they know themselves. And the Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Born again, you know yourself. When the trumpet of God sounds, we will get to heaven. And at the marriage supper of the Lamb, there will be a party, a celebration, and Jesus will reward us again. He will reward us. We'll be rewarded. Brothers and sisters, we will be rewarded. Award ceremony in school. Best graduating student. Best graduating. They gave award in school. They didn't give you. They have been given award in the office. Nobody has given you. They will give award in heaven. You still don't want to collect. If you don't collect for book, collect for God. If your office doesn't give you anything, let the office of heaven give you something. I just want you to get award. I want you to get reward. Because he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice today. You will not see him face to face and bow your head in shame. That day you will not suffer loss. In the name of Jesus, anything that has taken your attention, taken your time, taken your devotion, taken your commitment, and is gradually snatching you away from service, and you don't seem to be aware, I pray that God will open your eyes. God will reveal to you. God will show you how much you can do for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Listen, it's only in the church that this lady will learn how to handle the camera for free. It's only in the church that the sound and the technical people will be burning an amplifier and will be repairing it by herself. If you burn your gas amplifier anywhere, you pay for it. It's only in the church that people will learn how to take care of children and learn how to manage their own homes and train their children for free. They'll be learning it, understanding how children behave and how they work. It's only in the church that people will come opportunities. Many people, many of our guys in the media, when they came to this church, some people did not have dream that they would ever be anything media, photography or content writing or whatever. They didn't even, it was not in their brain, in their system, but they chose to serve. And when they joined, some of them are already earning six figures just because they joined media department. Some of them, what they used to apply for their job was volunteering 5 years, 4 years volunteering in church as so. And they say, you are in the media department and we're looking for this. And if any person effectively serves in a church and you are committed and you are diligent, in fact, go and ask. They have said it all over the world that some of the most powerful, skilled people around the world, they were trained in the church. Go and check it. You're trained in the church. Some of the best music people you see all over the world, they were trained in the church. The church is a training ground for people's destiny. Don't joke with it. The church is a free platform. Child of God is free. 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 Some people started sound business. They joined technical team. They liked it. And before you knew it, the guy wrote to, there's a particular guy, he wrote to somebody, and the person spoke. He told him, he said he did. Then, the guy was in Redeemed Fellowship on campus many years back, and he served as the technical director one or two times. Then when he left school, he was thinking of what he would do. Then he just told himself that he can actually start this rental business with sound. Then he wrote a proposal to somebody, and the person gave him serious millions. They went to the market, they bought everything. Bought boss. I speak to you right now, that organization is a standard big organization, and he's the one sharing it. Why? He started by just learning how to put, what do they call it now? Volume, up and down. Watching like this. He did not know in his life that where he will eventually settle and start making serious money from will be just that volume control that he was doing. I don't know if the volume control is what will control your destiny. I don't know if cleaning... Some people started protocol officers in church. Today, some of the people who own protocol organizations today, they were protocol officers in church. They decided to set up their personal protocol organization, and now they are giving protocol officers to people and they are making money. Security organizations, the same thing. Don't joke with what God has called the church to do. It's just that the church has boxed itself and they are not really seeing the real thing we're meant to do. But God is opening our eyes to see again. We will influence the world. We will take territories. We will rule and we will reign, and you will not be missing out in Jesus' name. You know that in 2024, you want to be part of those that will serve. You have not been doing anything much in church. You know, you just attend services. But 2024, Pastor, I want to join those that will serve. I know that there's a reward that will affect my family, my marriage, my children, my future. I don't want God to look at me and see that I am just attending services alone. I really want to join something. Rise up on your feet. Let me pray for you today. I want to pray for you. I will be part of it. 2024, I will serve. I will serve. Rise up. I'm going to pray with you today now. God bless you. Keep rising. God bless you. God bless you. Keep rising. 2024, I'll be part of the team. I'm going to work. We have media departments. We have ushering. We have meeters and greeters. We are looking for data analytics. We are looking for people that can do different things. God bless you. God bless you. Can you honor them, please? Can you honor them with a round of applause? Honor them. Wow. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hands. Let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands as they have stretched their own hands. That hand is a sign that they have given themselves to serve. Lord, I pray for every single person here today that is making this commitment for 2024. If anything would have even happened to them before 2024, look at from heaven and see that they have made up their minds that they will serve you. Lord, I pray that you will secure and protect them. You will keep and shield them. You will begin to redirect their destiny into their purpose and their divine calling, showing them bigger and greater things that their life is meant for. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that has made up their mind today and said, 2024, I will be part of the team. I will get involved. I will be part of what is working here. Lord, I ask that you in heaven, that is a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, see their hearts. They have volunteered. I pray, Lord, that you will take them on a journey of excitement that in 10, 15, 20, 30 years to come, they will look back and they will say it pays to serve Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the hidden potentials inside of them, the spark that you have deposited inside of them that they have not known, Lord, in this season, as they wake up to serve, let it come out live in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. These ones have said they will serve, and you have said you will honor. Lord, honor them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.